This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And we start this week in Budapest, where the screening of an LGBT plus anti-bullying film was stormed by far-right activists. So the event in the Hungarian capital was disrupted by a member of the far-right Our Nation movement. The centre was about to screen a short film about homophobic bullying from the Labyrinth Lesbian Association, and the Budapest Pride report that the nationalists violently pushed into the screening group with banners displaying the slogan "Stop LGBT Propaganda and Zero Tolerance."
Now, hang on. Isn't this the very definition of bullying?
Well, yes.
I would think it was so. An anti-bully. Is anybody not seeing the link here?
No.
They should have sat them down and said, you'll sit here and you'll watch this. Yeah. You might learn
well,
something.
They did call the police, but they report that the police failed to intervene at the protester, but actually intervened when some yogurt was poured on the protesters' banners. So, yeah, the police didn't really quite do a thing. And one of the latest, really, in the series of disruption from far-right activists, which Budapest Pride organizer seems to blame the far-right president for fueling that, and with a desire to amend constitutions to ban gay and lesbian people from adopting and being vocal really against
all sort of things. I love how it's the yogurt that got the police riled. Look, I saw a story this week. It's from Vatican City, where Pope Francis has met with a Jesuit priest, Father Jim Martin. Father Martin is very well known for his ministry to LGBT Catholics, particularly in the United States, and his support of advocacy groups. So they had about a half-hour meeting in the Vatican, and it was announced by the Vatican press office. Now, this is quite unusual. So they put out what the Pope's doing, but normally the Pope sort of sees lots of priests and nuns and things, but it's only special ones that they highlight in this daily bulletin. So they put this one in there. So I'm thinking, is this the Pope trying to send a message around the, you know, bureaucracy to say we should be more accepting, more inclusive, or is this just a PR stunt?
Yes. I'm sure there's a little bit of both there. The Vatican needs any good press it can get these days.
I wonder.
Now, the next story I got is from the US, and it involves the Oglala Sioux tribe of South Dakota, and they have become supposedly the first Native American tribe to introduce a hate crime law protecting LGBT plus and two-spirit people, which is their indigenous word for those people who are essentially transgender or living, or what we might call intersex.
There are many cultures that have sort of the two-spirit notion and quite accepting of different genders and sexualities.
So. Yeah. So there's no comprehensive data, apparently, that it seems that this is the no other crime. There are no anti-hate crime laws in any other indigenous groups in the US, and so this is the first one. They voted in favour of the law, and so now it's punishable up to 1 year in jail, anyone that transgresses that said law. And what I thought was interesting also is that, which I wasn't aware of prior to reading this story, is that the Indian tribe nations in the US have independence from certain laws, such as when same-sex marriage was brought in, that
it doesn't automatically cover
native. So they've had to bring in their own. For example, this same group, the Oglala Sioux, became the first one in South Dakota to legalize same-sex marriage in July just this year. So
I wonder if this will actually set a trend for other Native communities around the country looking at it and going, well, we can do that.
Yep. So interesting and positive development out of the US.
Yeah, I wonder how human rights law sort of fits with all of that. Anyway.
And Ian, you've been playing with dolls.
I'm a Barbie boy. I am a Barbie boy, and I actually do have a Barbie and a Ken on my living room shelf. And the Ken is dressed in a 1960s red tuxedo, and the Barbie's from the 1970s. She's got a softer head.
You know, I was really hoping he's going to say Ken's in drag.
They're very much in gendered roles. And so this story is about the Mattel, which is the biggest toy manufacturer in the world, I think, and, you know, and produces all sorts of Barbie dolls and some Ken dolls as well. And they are launching a new series called Creatable World. And these are dolls which are gender neutral. And so they
Please
can...
explain.
Well, that means that they might have long hair, short hair, they might have wigs, the dolls can be dressed, can have dresses, can have pants, their skin colour is of various types. So they are gender inclusive, they're inclusive toys. And who would that upset, do you think? The Russians, I would expect. So the deputy leader of the Duma, I was just
the
reading.
The Russians are upset about
The Russians are upset about these Barbie dolls, think they should be banned.
Has anyone told them that the Ken dolls were always gender non-specific down there, because of course every little boy like myself pulled his pants down at some stage.
I'm quite surprised that President Trump isn't upset with that as well.
Yeah, but there's a good, all I would say is we have to wrap up, but there's a really good role to have non-gendered roles. This does a lot of damage to girls, absolutely. And I think it's important for our trans kids in the future as well. So I think this is a good move, but let's see whether they're available.
Agree, totally.
Thanks, Barbie boy.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.